social network. Let's talk about social network. Most of the time when we talk about social networks, we think about social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But the truth is, in the language of complex sciences, we live in social networks since our whole evolutionary history. We live in a web of interactions even before social media existed. And one of these trends in complex sciences is what we call social network analysis. This is when we study, our web of interactions, our social structures. What is actually the main assumption here? The main assumption here is that social life emerges from social interactions. Again, when you talk about complex systems, we have interactions as our main unit of analysis. We look at the fabric or the web of social life. Social network analysis has its own history, and at some point we may even need to do a social network analysis of social network analysis to understand how the method has developed over time. Social network analysis can be a research method, can be a management tool. Either way, we're talking about interactions and how interactions change over time. In the 1930s, we have anthropologists mostly traveling to tribal societies, and they would manually map those interactions. They would observe and map those interactions in their own local social settings. At some point in history, anthropologists met the people work with graphic theory in computer science. And it was indeed the meeting of those two areas of expertise that developed the tools of social network analysis that we have in these days. Again, social media did not invent our social networks. We have lived in social networks during our evolutionary history. However, globalization, the rise of an increasingly connected society, and the growth of online social network increase our awareness of our interest in understanding social networks. It has also provided new technological tools to make sense of our social structures. Structures matter. When you talk about complex systems, we are looking at processes that we cannot explain by only looking at individual parts. So let's take one example from nature. This is the structure of diamond and graphite. They have different structures. However, they have exactly the same components. But what makes them different at the macro level is actually the structure, how those different components are connected with each other. So even if you have the same components, the way they actually structure can provide different structures at the micro level. So when you're talking about interactions, when you talk about societies, when you talk about complex systems, understanding structures matter. We need to understand what structures, even when we have the same components. If we do network analysis in an organization and you ask exactly the same people, who do you get advice from? Who are your friends? Who do you have lunch with? Even if you have the same people, you're probably going to get different structures depending on what you're actually looking for and what kind of social phenomena you're trying to understand. Even if sometimes you have exactly the same individuals participating in your study. And we live in spaces of multiple belongings. We humans are part of many structures, many networks at the same time. Networks are actually a space of multiple belongings. Then we have network analysis. Yeah, what's network analysis? We analyze the connections across individuals, groups, and institutions. Most of the time when you conduct network analysis, we produce graphs as such. We produce graphic representations of our networks. they can be very static, but we know our social networks are not static, they change over time, but sometimes we produce structures as such. Some structures can be very complex, as such. Yeah. Sometimes when you look at our graphs, we can understand some clustering patterns, we can identify some groups, but sometimes we don't see that. That's why we have a whole set of mathematical tools and measures that help us to understand what's actually happens in networks and things that cannot be deducible and visible when you look at the graphs. So when you do network analysis, we'll learn a lot of measures, network measures that give us indications of cooperation, information flow, that can either facilitate or restrain the spread of information or sometimes behavior. What are we looking for? What kind of questions we raise when we do a network analysis? Sometimes the network structure is what we want to understand. Sometimes the network are actually the causes of something else. Sometimes we have research where the networks serve as causes and predictors and their consequences are identified. Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes the networks serve as consequences and phenomena. So sometimes networks can be a dependent or independent variable. So we have a lot of great research covering both kind of explanations. Sometimes the network may be your dependent variable. Sometimes network may be your independent variable. And you have great examples of research of both types. Both are important. Both are actually needs when we try to understand complex systems. Thank you.